Welcome to the Burn Bright Today podcast with Jennifer Marcinelli, bringing you a holistic healing revolution. Healing is about self-care and seeking help when you need it. Stay tuned as Jennifer shares tools such as diamond and gemstone therapy, mindset, and practical steps to work through your journey. Healing takes patience and actionable steps. Jennifer knows, she's lived it, and so have her clients. You can go from stress, burnout, chronic pain, and illness to burning bright and living a life you dream.
Hey, 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 Burn Brighters. Welcome to the Burn Bright Today with Jennifer J. And let me tell you, we are burning bright or we are burning out. I'm so excited to be on with you today and to provide this exciting energy update for April and what's upcoming in May. And to just get us started off, honestly, I've got a question for you. And the big question of the day is, are you finally ready for a new beginning? And I mean, are you really ready? Are you really ready for this new beginning? Because it's really up to you. Because let's talk about it. You know, April is a month of endings. It's a 9 universal month, and it's clearing away the new beginnings in May. And no doubt about it, some changes are unsettling. They can be energy draining, and some changes can be downright depressing. But truthfully, it does not have to be this way. It just doesn't. And if you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck, it could be that you just need some help adjusting to these new energies. And if that's the case, you're on the right show today. So we're going to go out and cover a few things. And we're going to have a little bit of fun today as well. So, all right, let's talk about what's going on in April and May. And everyone who's been on this show and tuned in for the last 2 years with me knows that we are officially in the Aquarian Age and that Mother Earth is ascending. We are in a big spiritual awakening right now. And Mother Earth, we have been through this ascension process of Mother Earth moving from 3D to 4D to 5D. And wow, what a ride. I mean, pretty much we've had to just buckle up our seatbelts, hold up our hands, and try not to throw up, okay? So here we are. Where are we in this ascension process? Well, April is a 9 universal month. And the number 9 is a very, very sacred number for many reasons. One of which is it's really known for endings. So a lot of what's taking place in April, if you haven't already noticed it, you will. And please, you know, call in or put it into the comments what's going on in your life. But 9 brings endings. And it not only brings endings, but it also carries with it the wisdom of everything we learn 1 through 8, all the way up to number 9. So we're not only finally ending, but we're going to take that wisdom with us of everything that we've learned from all of 2019 when we broke up with codependency, 2020, the year of perfect vision, and now 2021, the true self set you free, the year of freedom. All right. So what is going on in your life that is really ending and that needs to really end and conclude so that you can step into your new beginnings for May? Because what we're really talking about here are the energies and the frequencies, the healing frequencies of this spiritual awakening that we're going into. And I'm going to pause here for just a moment and share with you a recent dream that I had. I recently had a dream where my dearest, dearest friend, who happens to be the friend that I talk about in my book, who inspired me, she converted, we were roommates, we were both nurses and roommates, when she converted from her religion of Southern Baptist into Judaism. So she inspired me to make the changes on my spiritual path that I really wanted to make. And so she was in this dream, and in my dream was a spider. And it was a pretty big honking spider, to tell you the truth. And I was experiencing fear. And this spider was not only like kind of coming up to me, but it was also in my purse. And my dear friend in the stream, Melanie, was really encouraging me to procure the spider's eggs. And I didn't want to do it. I was frightened. And I woke up from the dream. And the first thing I did was check with my spiritual guides to see, do I need to go back and redo this dream? That was something off there. And I got a no. So I took some time into contemplation to really reflect on the meaning of this dream and what it meant. And I'd like to share with you what came through. What I found during my own inner knowing was that the spider represents the divine feminine and represents our talents, our skills, our unique abilities. And a spider then creates a web of evolution that we will then live in. And the spider's eggs represented all of my unique talents, skills, and abilities that I will need to embrace in order to move forward to create this web and move into my new beginnings. And what I got very, very clearly was that the spider was not to be feared. The spider was to be embraced. And I realized, wow, what part of me is holding me back? Because everyone who's been on this journey with me the last 3 years knows I've been through a major life change. Everything in my life has changed. And I've been preparing for all of these new beginnings. But I did not realize that some part of me was actually really afraid to use my skills and abilities and to rely on them to build my web and my evolution and my new beginning. So it just really was an awakening for me to make sure that I am actually following my dreams and truly get in on it. Okay. And thinking about that is that today is April 19th, and it's no coincidence that today, April 19th, the sun and Mercury have both moved out of Aries and into Taurus, the bull. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure feeling it. And the energy that I'm experiencing with Mercury and Taurus, Mercury and sun in the Taurus, is this get or done energy. It is time to take action. It is time for me to build my spider's web. So I just encourage you to take that into your own meditation, your contemplation, your prayer, and see if any of this resonates with you at this time. And before we go on break, I want to just read something to you. I kind of thought this might be helpful. And what I would just like to share with you is out of chapter 4 in the book. And it's page 128, chapter 4, and this is on dreams. And it's under the title, The Spirituality of Dreams. And I'll just read this to you. Our dreams are important catalysts to our healing when we use them as tools to understand our awake selves. But as I mentioned earlier, they can also be incredibly healing in and of themselves. In fact, we can use dreams to instruct and guide us in our daily relationships at home and work, resolve karma created by past lives, and even travel to the physical, astral, causal, mental, intuitive, or even soul planes. I just really want to share this with you. I'm just feeling the nudge to just really encourage everyone to really watch their dreams at night right now. And I'll read a little bit more before we take a break. I'm going to page 131. Dreams are a wonderful opportunity to increase your connection with your highest self, your spiritual essence, and to receive guidance and healing from your inner wisdom. And with practice, by consistently intending to remember your dreams and to receive spiritual guidance during your dreams, you may receive profound healing and spiritual insight, and even glimpses into your future and your past lives, which may be calling out for karmic healing and resolution as well. So here we are, folks, 2021, mid-April, moving into May of new beginnings. And now is a time to, the energies will really support us in taking action on our ideas. And I would just like to encourage you to really hunker down into your spiritual practice, whatever that is for you. Really spend quiet time, at least 20 minutes a day in your contemplation or meditation where you connect with the divine and get your guidance. And to just take that extra time before you leap to make sure that your idea is indeed divinely inspired and that it comes from love with the intention to serve the greater good of all concerned. And that's something that I do. That's what a part of how I coach and work with my clients. And you can just really reap the benefits from being aligned with the divine, especially with the Aquarian age. We're going to talk a little bit about that as we move forward. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about what else is going on in this energy. And perhaps maybe you feel a little bit stuck, and maybe perhaps you are experiencing signs and symptoms in your physical body, your emotions, or in your mind that maybe have been going on for a while or are really exaggerated or are new for you. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the ascension symptoms that are going on right now. And what I'm going to say is you are not crazy if you're experiencing some of these symptoms. You are just ascending. You're part of the spiritual awakening, and chances are you're an awakening light worker. So we'll be back in just a few minutes, folks.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
So isn't it wonderful to be following our dreams? Because, you know, we dream our way through life, do we not? All right, folks, so let's get down to it a little bit and let's talk about what some of the ascension symptoms are really up in the awareness right now. And I'll share with you what I'm seeing in my practice, especially in the last month since we were live on the show. So let's talk about this a bit. And a part of the ascension process that we talked about is moving energetically from third dimension through fourth density through fifth density. So what we're actually talking about here is quantum biology, the quantum biology of our cells raising in vibration to match the rise in consciousness that we're experiencing with our consciousness, right? Okay. Now, along with that, as we rise in consciousness, our physical body needs time to catch up, okay? It's down here on the physical plane and it requires extra TLC and extra healings, resources, nutrition, alignments. It needs lots of care to help catch up with our rise in consciousness that we're going on. So what are some of the symptoms that you might be experiencing during a spiritual awakening? So during a spiritual awakening, as you know, everybody's been with me through the last, 3 years with this. And for a huge period of time, the number one ascension symptoms were headaches, like crushing headaches that are different than we've had before and often non-responsive to traditional medical care. So if, for example, for me, I had experienced migraines from the time I was 13, and it got to where my migraines, number one, changed, but the medications were not working. And it's not that the medications weren't working, it's that that wasn't the cause of the migraine, okay? It was literally ascension. It was literally from the changes within the physical structures and physical tissues and cellular makeup in my brain, in your brain, in your head, it was causing this pain. So for example, as you do your meditations and your contemplations and you're focusing on your spiritual eye, also known as the Tizratil, also known as the brow chakra, the physical anatomy is called the pineal gland, depending on where you went to school. And as we spiritually progress and awaken our spiritual eye and work with our pineal gland, it begins to work and function. So it's like our muscles. The more that you use a muscle, it's going to require nutrition. It's going to require food, supplements, but it needs to grow to get stronger. And as we use our pineal gland more and more often, it actually can cause pain. And until we get the healing frequencies into it and the pineal gland, the physical body catches up with the consciousness that's raised. Okay, so we went through those ridiculous headaches where it was nail through the head or something here and occipital pain in the back. And then we had some a couple of months ago right on the top of the head as the crown chakras were being upgraded. So we've kind of moved through most of that. But you also may be experiencing during your spiritual awakening or during your own personal ascension process, exhaustion. And not always the same exhaustion from burnout, but the exhaustion of your physical body. It almost feels like you're walking underwater. And that is kind of like a classic sign that your physical body is, there's a lag time between your physical body catching up with your leap in consciousness. So along with that, you may be experiencing just lack of interest in what used to excite you. For example, if you had a long time career that you just absolutely loved, say you were a teacher, and then it no longer fits for you, almost like you've outgrown it and you really feel like you should be doing something else. This is a very common ascension symptom. As everyone knows, I was a critical care nurse, then, 2 decades in in-vitro diagnostic sales until I was led away from in-vitro diagnostic sales and then into private practice as a board certified holistic nurse, as you know. So you can experience a change of career, a change of even a hobby or a sport, anything like that, that you've kind of outgrown that you're moving away from. Another thing you may be experiencing is that during the day, and it may even be sometimes around 2 to 4 PM, that you really need to just rest. And no, you're not being lazy, okay? Your higher self, your soul, is actually letting you know what your body needs right now. And your physical body, you may need to actually lie down and actually, you know, put an out of office message on your Outlook and crash on the couch in your office if you need to. Your physical body just needs time to catch up. The other big changes that are coming is you may be noticing changes in your diet that you may not have seen before. And there's always the big three that we talk about: gluten, caffeine, and refined sugar. So you may notice an increased sensitivity to those ingredients, and you may want to naturally begin to minimize those in your diet, which will can really, if you're sensitive to those at this point in time in your spiritual awakening, you may really notice it in your physical body more and more. So the more that you minimize it, the better that you're going to feel. The other thing is, you may or may not be guided intuitively to consume more animal products. For example, I'm a B blood type, and I have been guided routinely through my spiritual guides through the last couple of years. I have required significant amounts of red meat. I needed other things in the red meat that we don't even know by quantum biology, but also the iron and some of the other energetic components of red meat. So if that's happening to you right now, do your own inner check and do that check to see where you are right today. Perhaps you need even red meat in your diet where maybe you didn't before, and it may not be permanent. You may be just going through a stage, but really keep an eye out for those dietary changes. The next thing that you may notice if you're ascending in your ascension process is nerve pain, which may be presenting itself as anxiety or depression. So if you feel like you're at a 9 and the slightest little thing moves you to a 10, and you're like the slightest little thing happens and you're like the neurotic porcupine, like I was, I talk about in my book, that is a classic sign that your nervous system really needs some nourishing and healing, and that your nervous system is having a hard time catching up. So you may require additional supplements, and you may require additional healing energies, for example, the healing energies of amethyst, for example. Okay. Some of the other changes we're going to talk about is you may be noticing that people or situations are crumbling at your feet. Maybe you've been working on a project. Maybe you've been working on a business or some type of project of some type with a group of people that everything just appears to be crumbling right out from underneath you. This is a classic sign that you're ascending, and it's a classic sign aligned with the energies from April that it may be time for you just to completely let go. And as the saying that we're all very familiar with, let go and let God. It is very, very probable. Do your own inner check, but only you will know, you and your spiritual guides, when you connect with the divine, will know, is it time to actually let go of something and let it fall away? Because we have to let go for that new thing to come in so we can be that spider and embrace our and rely on our new skills so that we can build our web of our new beginning. Okay. Romantic relationships may be ending. Keep an eye out for that. Family relationships, which that's been going on for the last since 2019. You may have a job change, or you may also be experiencing a difficulty with getting funding in. The way that you used to conduct your business, you once conduct your business to receive income, just is not working and you're hitting resistance. That is a classic sign that you and your company are ascending, and you have to align with the new energies of the Aquarian age to be able to attract wealth. Now, we're going to cover that in an entirely different radio show. We'll get into that one later. All right. But before our next break, here's what I want to talk with you about, because there's a really significant set of symptoms that are going right now, big time, amongst light workers, star seeds, and way showers. So maybe you're a light worker, and if you are tuned into this show, most likely you are. So who is a light worker and who's not a light worker? First of all, this is not an ego title. It's really just an understanding that in this incarnation, that you are here to hold the light in the sound and to really connect with the divine and hold unconditional love for everything that you do. Again, this is not about ego. You're not, we're, no one's better than anyone else, depending on where they are in their spiritual journey. But many, many light workers really got a big awakening in the last 3 years. And there's another wave of light workers who are awakening right now. And chances are, if you're here with me, you are one, okay? And not all light workers are healers, okay? You could, a light worker just means that you are holding the light and the sound. You are connecting with the divine. You're connecting with your soul purpose or your mission. And you are doing everything from unconditional love for the greater good of all concerned. And you could be a teacher, a waitress, a nurse, an accountant. It doesn't matter. You could be an awakening light worker. So one of the foremost symptoms that I'm seeing in my practice like crazy and amongst my colleagues who are also light workers is back pain. Whether you're having a worsening of an old condition or a new onset of back pain, back and spinal cord. This is a big deal right now, and it is really common and pronounced among light workers and awakening light workers. So I'm so excited to let you know right here and now that next month, on the show next month, I have a very special guest coming on the show, Dr. Christopher Boss. He's a chiropractor with a very unique holistic approach. He's in the Woodlands, the northwest side of Houston. And he's also a veterinary chiropractor. So he's coming on the show next month, and we're going to be talking about how emotions get trapped in the spine and how important it is at this point in time to make sure that your spine is aligned. So your physical structure of your spine is in solid alignment right now to help you move through your ascension. So can't wait to have him on next month. Now, we're about to take a break. But before we do, I want to just give you a little heads up that when we come back to the next session, make sure, if you can, try to get to a comfortable place because where you won't be disturbed for a few minutes. I'm going to demonstrate an advanced grounding tool that you can use. And this can be deeply relaxing and help reduce your stress level, reduce your anxiety, and reduce your depression. So I'm going to demonstrate it in full. It's going to take a few minutes, but I want you to be comfortable and in a safe environment. So if you're driving, pull over. And if you're in your office, close the door and put on your DND so you just won't be interrupted for the next few minutes. So when we come back from break, I'm going to demonstrate that for you. And let's see if we can't, if you're experiencing stress, we're going to sing the hue. See you in a few.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Hey, Burn Brighters, welcome back. And in this segment, I'm going to demonstrate and provide something that you can do anywhere, anytime to help unstick yourself. So if you're where I've been and you might feel stuck, you might feel like you can't move forward, you might really feel trapped, or you may feel incredibly stressed out or experiencing anxiety or even depression, or sometimes just having difficulty making decisions or connecting to the divine, or you may feel stuck that you're doing all of that and you're praying for answers, but you can't get the results, okay? That is common when you kind of get stuck in 4D moving through 5D. So what we're really talking about here is that Mother Earth has already made the shift from 4 density to 5 density, and we're all catching up. And it's okay. Everyone's going in their own time, okay? There's no rush. This is not a race, okay? But some of the signs or symptoms that you're actually stuck in fourth density is experiencing fear, anxiety, depression, difficulty with making decisions. And another big sign or symptom that you're stuck in fourth density, having trouble getting over the threshold to five density, is that someone or something is constantly distracting you. Someone or something is draining your energy, perhaps keeping your attention on them versus your weaving your web of the new beginning, right? Creating your own spider's web. If this is the case, you may be where this person, you may have a person who you cannot get out of your mind. And no matter what you do, it's like that nagging person tapping on you or talking in your mind the whole time. Now, this is a classic example of a psychic attack. And this is also, fear not, this is actually common, okay? And you'll read this in many, many, many ancient texts, okay? That going through the spiritual awakening process, when we move from 4D to 5D, there is a casting out, where a lot of the spiritual beings, the spiritual guides on the inner planes and the higher levels of heaven will help cast out lower vibratory beings, if you will, that can't move up to the next level. And these energies get stuck on us. Some of them belong to us, some of them don't, okay? But this is classic. If you've got someone who's really draining your energy and won't go away, you're not crazy. You're ascending, and most likely you're experiencing a psychic attack, and it's okay. Jacob is going to place in the description the link to a blog on my website that I wrote on psychic attacks several months back, so we can look into a little more detail in that if you think that's what's going on. But here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to take a few minutes and we're going to get settled. And I'm going to demonstrate for you a spiritual exercise that you can do that will help you unstick yourself. Anyone can use this spiritual exercise. It is for every person, regardless of age, regardless of your cultural background, your religious practice, your spiritual path, whether you do or don't, and regardless of age, even pets, actually. They're actually really interesting to watch what happens when you do this, experience this with your pets. So right now, just take a moment, and if you will, if you're in your office, close the door. If you're driving, pull over. Or if you're just listening to this, you can do this spiritual exercise with your eyes open or with your eyes closed. And you can do this silently to yourself at any time or out loud. So I'm going to demonstrate for you what's called the HU. And I refer to this oftentimes on the show, but I'm going to demonstrate it today to give you the opportunity to experience it, if you like, and to experience it, what it's like when I sing the hue. And if you wish, you are warmly invited to sing along and have your own experience of what it's like singing the hue with more than one person. And then, of course, you can always, always try this in the privacy of your own home. So let's just take a few moments and get settled. You can close your eyes or open your eyes, whichever you're more comfortable with. Just lightly, lightly put your attention on your spiritual eye. And I warmly invite you to join me if you wish. Anyone who wishes to join may sing along with our love song to God. Hue is an ancient name for God. It is one of the most sacred sounds of God. It is for everyone. Hue can open your heart, settle your nerves, console you in times of loss, or just help lift your mood. But regardless, this is a fabulous way to spiritualize yourself, to just help yourself get deeply grounded and attuned with the heaven energies. Take us a long, deep breath in, and on the deep breath out, we sing the hue. May the blessings be Barak Abishad. So I hope you enjoyed that. And if this spiritual exercise resonates with you, you're welcome to try this anytime. And in the details section, Jacob's going to post a few links. If you'd like to learn more about the hue or experience it for yourself, he'll put in hearhue.org, soundofsoul.org, or thehueapp.org, where you can watch this at your own time and have your own personal private experience and just see if it resonates. And if you find comfort, if it uplifts you in some way, I just encourage you to keep doing it. I've been singing the hue at least twice a day since 2001. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that 20 minutes a day can save your life. Okay. Now we're going to take a break. And before we do, we're going to talk a little bit about, in our last segment here, we're going to talk about what moving from fourth density to fifth density requires. In this spiritual ascension, everyone's on their own time. There's really no right or wrong way. Everyone's going to have their own path, mine, yours, the next person. And we're all in our own timing. So, but regardless of where you are along in your own path, the energies in the cosmos right now really support a few things that you really just need to know about and really get in line to help you align yourself with these new energies and make this journey as smooth as possible. So we're going to talk about the requirement, if you will, to set boundaries. And setting boundaries requires you to maintain those boundaries. And maintaining those boundaries requires you to stand up for yourself. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment when we come back from break, because if you're having difficulty standing up for yourself, or perhaps you're having difficulty advocating for someone else, for example, a child in school, well, we've got your back. There's hope. And we're going to talk about it as soon as we come back in the next segment of this show. See you in a few.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Creating and living the Octarine Way, soul design for self-enlightenment and self-healing. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio the second and the fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with me, Vivian Chauvet. As we transcend the third dimensional plane of reality, we move into higher realms of existence. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as divine essence of light and unite our voices to successfully manifest ascension on Earth. For information on our services, Copper Art Store, and to connect with me, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That is infinite healing from the stars.com. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with me, Vivian Chauvet.
Hey, Burn Brighters, welcome back. And I'm so excited to be talking to you about moving from fourth density to five density with this new spiritual awakening and embracing the Aquarian age, because regardless of where each and every one of us is on our own ascension process, I can just share with you from personal and professional experience, once you get over the threshold on that hero's journey that you've heard me talk so much about in the last couple of years, it's amazing. These energies of the Aquarian age are so uplifting and so inspiring. And really, if you're truly aligned with your soul's purpose, the sky is the limit, because we're now, gone are the days where we're coming from power. Gone are the days where we're following other people's rules that don't match, that aren't aligned with our own. And now we have the freedom to explore our own uniqueness and to create our own evolution, if you will, create our own lives, to live the life we dream. And I can just say I've experienced it and my clients have experienced it. And if you haven't already, you will too. And if you need help getting along, we'll talk about that today, because we're here to support you. That's a part of what Burn Bright Today provides for you. So if you're looking for some support, if you need some additional help, perhaps even getting through a crisis, if you need dedicated crisis management, give us a call. If you just need a few sessions to get your energetic anatomy, your chakra system rebuilt and repaired and get you moving forward or unstuck, give us a call. Okay. We'll work it out and get a package that works for you in your budget. So that support is here for you if that's something that you feel that you need. Okay. So what area might you need help with? Well, as you know, 2019 was the year where we were breaking up with codependency. And as everyone knows, that's the year that my divorce hit. Okay. And I did not realize, I mean, confessions of a holistic nurse here, okay? I did not realize that I was a party to codependency. And I did not realize how unbalanced many of my relationships were. My relationship with my spouse at the time, my relationship with one of my parents, my relationship with some of my siblings, former coworkers, some of my friends, they were out of balance. And that's what codependency really is when a relationship is so out of balance that one person does most of the giving and the other person does most of the taking. And it's not a fair, honest, it's not a solid energy exchange. And it's not really good for anyone concerned to be in such an unbalanced relationship. So the energies have supported that with the grand stellium of 2020 has breaking down anything that needs to go. And here in 2021, where the truth shall set you free, we are seeing truth to the nth degree so that we can now see what was hidden, so that we can actually get a better understanding of what's going on in our life, what we need to do about it, what we're going to align with and what we're not. Now, a big part of what is required in, it just absolutely is required. And my spiritual guides have used these words. It's required, folks. We've got to be able to stand up for ourselves. And at times, when it's appropriate, advocate for others. Perhaps a child in school, for example, or a client, for example. Again, confessions of a holistic nurse, I was asked to stand up for myself to the nth degree that I never dreamed I would have to. I filed for a no-fault amicable divorce first week of January of 2019. I thought it would be over in 61 days, cost $1,200. I thought that we would adhere to our verbal prenuptial agreement. That is not what happened, okay? I had no idea that the universe was going to put me through a very intense, unexpected, very complex divorce to teach me to, number one, balance my relationships, and to teach me to stand up for myself and to at sometimes do whatever it takes to stand up and protect myself. Because I will tell you, I did not have much of a spine. I thought I did, and I did when it came to business, but I did not have a spine, and I was not in spinal alignment. I was not standing tall in my power when it came to anything related to me. I was far too, I would sacrifice my needs to get what love that I thought I could get. And I can just tell you, those days are over. And the universe just won't allow it anymore. The energies of the Aquarian age just won't allow us to move forward anymore. So a lot of relationships are ending because they have to be. Okay. Now, what are some of the reasons that you may have difficulty actually standing up for yourself? And I can tell you what I'm seeing in my practice in the next few minutes. One of the things that has come in almost every single client session that I've had in the last, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks, is a significant depletion in yellow ray. So we know that when a couple of things happen. Number one, diamond, the energy field will pull in the yellow ray as provided by a seven color ray therapeutic diamond. Very rare. Don't try this at home, because I guarantee you yours isn't. And that would just put you in harm's way. Or we would need to pull in the yellow ray. This is yellow sapphire with white beryl. And yellow ray is one of the first of the seven color rays that gets completely depleted when we are under stress. And the chakra, the main chakra that is associated with the main color ray of yellow, is the stomach chakra. And our stomach chakra is incredibly important and instrumental in leading ourselves forward for self-leadership, walking through life, standing up for ourselves from the front and standing up for ourselves from the back. So I can tell you, I have a number of clients that have required energetic repair of the stomach chakra, including gemstone energies, including yellow ray of sapphire, and including repair and replacement and upgrade of the chakras, requiring at least one diamond in session. Now, so if you are experiencing that, if you're having trouble with self-leadership, moving forward, standing in your own power, classic sign of stomach chakra issue. And I just really encourage you to find a practitioner that resonates with you and get your front chakra repaired and upgraded, and your backdoor chakra repaired as well. Otherwise, you're going to have things attacking you from behind, and that's not good either. It's going to make it very difficult for you to stand in your power. Okay. Now, the next thing we need to talk about standing up for yourself is the spine. One of the reasons light workers are experiencing back pain right now is it has to do with standing up for yourself in your power and aligned with your core beliefs. Now, I'm very excited, as I tickled you with a little bit earlier. Next month, I have a very special guest coming on the show, Dr. Christopher Boss from The Woodlands. And let me tell you, he has all that in a bag of chips. This guy's got it going on. And he loves working with light workers. Why? Because he is one. And he has a very unique holistic approach. And I'm going to bring him on the show, and we're going to devote an entire show to him and his practice. And we're going to talk about back pain. And he's going to talk about what he's seeing in his practice of how emotions are stress, okay? But how emotions such as anger, fear, anxiety, and grief can actually get stuck in your spine and literally cause physical symptoms.
Thanks for listening to the Burn Bright Today podcast on Transformation Talk Radio with Jennifer Marcinelli. A holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch all of the previous episodes and find out more about Burn Bright Today at burnbrighttoday.com.